Very little has survived of Phidias's work, but we can have an idea of his creations thanks to the success his models had on the market of Roman copies. This is what has allowed us to reconstruct, with a painted plaster statue at the center of the room, the so-called Lemnian Athena, done by the sculptor in 449 BC. The work was dedicated by Athenians who had settled on the Aegean island of Lemnos, from which it takes its name. In it, the traditional iconography of the warrior goddess has been revolutionized. Athena has laid down her weapons. The helmet is not placed on her head, but held in her right hand. Her scaled aegis with Medusa's head is worn across her shoulder like a fashion accessory. According to Pausanias, the statue was the most worth seeing of Phidias's works. When we observe the magnificent Pallagi head, it isn't hard to understand why. Here's an interesting fact. The eye sockets were not originally hollow, but filled with glass paste or colored stones. According to the sources, Athena's eyes were a cerulean blue.